One thing we touched on last week's programme was about the Braille Note Touch. This is the new device from Humanware that was announced at CSUN. With me now to talk about it is Alan Davies from the company to talk about the latest product. Hi, Alan. Thanks for joining us.
Okay. Thank you, Stephen. Very pleased to be here.
So, yeah, the Braille Note Touch, Alan, really interesting device. Everyone talking about it at CSUN this year, of course. Tell us about what it is and how it came to be.
Okay, well, the Braille Note Touch has been about 3 years or so in the making. The Braille Note, many people will be familiar with, has been around since at least year 2000 in one form or another, and it's been improved upon and made more powerful, and it was very much a note taker. And I think the Braille Note Touch is the next generation of Braille Note. It's much more than a note taker, and it's built on an Android platform. And it's been built along with Google, who've been very supportive in the development work for it. So we've ended up really with what I'd say is the first sort of real Braille tablet.
So is that why you made the decision to launch the Braille Note Touch at CSUN in San Diego, that relationship with Google?
Well, I think there were quite a lot of Braille announcements at CSUN. I'm not sure if anybody further higher up in the company had an insight or awareness of that. But I think, CSUN is a great opportunity for our biggest market in the US to reach a lot of people. And I know there were people from Google who were present and joined us on doing the launch in the US, particularly relevant to the accessibility area of touchscreen technology.
So a big product announcement from Humanware at CSUN, which brings us to the topic of Braille. And, we've talked about it on the show a few times. I often feel, and I know I'm in a minority in some respects, but, I often feel that Braille is on the way out, that it's a bit of an old technology. You clearly disagree, though.
Yes, I do. I can speak probably as wearing a different hat. I should explain, Stephen, for everybody listening, I'm fully sighted. I've been with Humanware for nearly 15 years. And I'm absolutely passionate about Braille literacy. I mean, I love people to use our Braille technology, but it's Braille literacy, which is something that, as a company, we're passionate about. And I've seen the benefits of that. I've seen over 15 years, young children growing up using Braille, going through their education, meeting them at university when I'd have an assessment, and then meet them in the workplace. And I think the importance of literacy and reading and writing for Braille is such an important, necessary requirement for a blind person. And as well as those people who just like reading in Braille rather than having a screen reader or a device read their favourite book. But in terms of the professionalisms, in terms of reading and writing accurately and using the correct grammatical correctness, Braille is essential. So I think Braille is always going to be around in different forms. And I guess this is the next stage of that evolution.
So long may it continue.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I always remember somebody who sent me a request for a job interview, and I couldn't employ them because that email was grammatically so poor that it would be impossible for me to give them a job. That's when it struck me, Wood was spelled WOOD when I would like to come and work. And I remember at the time, my eight-year-old son would know there's a difference because my eight-year-old son, who's sighted, has written the word, has seen the word. And I think for a blind person to write and read with their fingers gives them that understanding of these many thousands of homophones. But it wasn't just the spelling. It was the layout of the page. There was no structure. There was no paragraphs in there. Just one long section of text. So I think that's where, Braille literacy is, for me, is essential. And other people who we see in public place who talk about Braille literacy, far more qualified than I, really do push the importance of Braille in many, many different jobs, many different walks of life.
So can we get geeky for a minute? Can we talk about the tech inside the Braille Note Touch, how it actually works?
Okay, so we built our own touch screen, a special screen, so that we can Braille directly onto this screen. It's what we call Touch Braille. It's a patented technology. And if people are familiar with the Braille Note Apex, it's around about the same size as that. But the screen is very special because it allows a blind person to place all 10 fingers, or fingers and thumbs, on the screen and use it for Braille input. There are no specific markers. You just place your fingers on the screen. Within a matter of a fraction of a second, it calibrates, you get a vibration, and you can start typing on the screen. But the screen, so from corner to corner, that's about 10 inches. There's built within inside that screen, there's a visual screen for a sighted person who can see what the person is doing. Now, don't worry, if it's something you don't want other people to see, you can turn the screen off so nobody needs to see what's happening. But I think that's a really very, very relevant in many ways, because many of our brown notes are used in education. We've got, say, children as in the primary school right up through to A levels and above, where a sighted person can see the teacher, the support teacher, can see what the student's doing, if they're in the right area, if they're doing what they're doing, what they're doing is correct, are they keeping up with everybody else. They don't need to have an understanding of Braille or knowledge of Braille whatsoever. So there's real advantages in that. I think outside of education, one of my colleagues who is blind and has been testing the equipment for quite a long period. You know, we were in a room, he just passed me it over and he said, oh, read this email. And I could just see it on the screen. I could just read it that way. And I think people at home, I think a lot of people now, as a sighted person, I use a phone, I use a tablet and I use a laptop for different scenarios. So I can just imagine, being at home for a blind person, being at home, deciding where they want to go on holiday, doing all the research, finding the hotels, and then perhaps passing it over to their husband or wife who maybe is fully sighted, so they can see what the pool looks like, see what the views are, see all that type of information. So it's really nice to be able to interact in that way. The other advantage of the device is that we can actually switch the KeySoft area, the Braille off. I mean, I'll come on to KeySoft in a moment, but the Braille, and I can just use it in a swipe motion. For example, in a school setting or a workplace, if I need to get it set up to the network or put in filters or any particular settings, I don't need to have any knowledge of Braille understanding to be able to do that. So it's really nice. We've got the benefits and the power of mainstream technology, but also with a hell of a lot of accessibility built in, which is really all based around KeySoft, which is a system we've used for many, many years as a very efficient way of navigating around documents or now into apps and different applications.
Okay, so I'm going to put my hands up and say I'm not a Braillist. I don't use Braille. I'm partially sighted, and that's why I've got enough sight to read some text to a degree. I use magnification software, and I'm learning JAWS and all of that kind of thing. So I'm not quite at the Braille level yet. I'm not that professional as a blind person yet. But I will say that, I think Braille is very interesting. One of the things I hear a lot of friends of mine who use Braille say is that they use a separate Braille keyboard and they use maybe a tablet device. It can get quite irritating, can't it, carrying all that stuff around with you. What you've done is you've put it all together in one unit, and quite a slim unit as well. Was that important to you to do that, to make it available to, a child in a classroom, to an adult at home who wants to just surf the net or read a book at bedtime?
Yeah, I think it is. It is for all those things, and it is a big step, because, say, you get access to everything else you'd get ordinarily. You can go on the App Store and you can go to all these apps that are available, as an example. But still, as long as they've been built with accessibility from the ground up, most of them have now and will be in the future, we can navigate through a really efficient way and all in one. I should say as well, Stephen, although we've been talking about using Brailing onto the actual screen of the device, the tablet, and it follows your finger's position after you've calibrated, it will come with what we call a smart cover case. So you have the traditional 8 key plus space bar hard keys that you can then Braille on as well. So people don't have to go. They might say, I don't get used to that, I don't like it. I can say I do write Braille. I'm not a strong Braillist, but I do write Braille and read sighted Braille. And I find it very comfortable, very efficient. And I was with people the other day who's using two or three. And what was great, it was in a meeting, there were three units on the table and it was silent. It was really nice. You didn't hear the clunking of keys and you didn't hear the speech that goes on, which, people are aware of. Other sighted people get distracted by, if somebody, a machine is speaking, they turn the speech off entirely in a Braille environment. And we could put documents into Dropbox. They could be accessed straight away. So there's lots of different uses. Not everybody want to use it. Not everybody has to use it. It's about choice. But I think it's that combination of powerful mainstream technology and accessibility And Keysoft is a great thing. I mean, if I just expand on that slightly now, it's the user interface, the way the person interacts with the device. And we can just use first letter navigation. I mean, a good example, I can go to the Play Store. If I press P, it takes me into the Play Store. Or I can go A for all my applications, Y could be for YouTube, F for Find. I'm not having to swipe through. I mean, I see blind people all the time with their phones and other devices, and they're swiping through at a rate of knots on the screen, backwards and forwards, and they're going past, they're coming back. And we're not having to do that, because what they're trying to do is find a particular area where they may need to input data or connect to a link or install something. Well, if I press I for install and U for update and A for action, it's a really great way of being able to access whether it's documents, websites, apps, for example. So, say it's trying to bring the power of mainstream of what the Android does and what Google does and the Google Play Store, but with accessibility.
Okay, all sounds great. How much?
Okay, so there'll be two versions of the Braille Note Touch. Initially, it'll be the Braille Note Touch 32. So that's 32 cells of Braille running across the front of the unit. That'll be £3,995. The Braille Note Touch 18, of 18 cells, that will follow a little later, and that's just under £3,000 at £2,995. And we do trading programs. You know, we appreciate customers who've had Braille Notes in the past. We have a trading program for them if they wish to trade that in for a new unit, or indeed competitive trade-ins as well. Because I think in the past people have perhaps moved away. I mean, it's fair to say, you know, may have moved away from some of our devices because we haven't been able to keep up with what they want to do. You know, go into Dropbox, access all these websites, create all these links, access different file formats, folder structures, etc. And, you know, we're very glad to want to have them, the customers, back using this technology with the support that I hope is a very positive aspect in terms of HumanWare here in the UK and globally. So, you know, there are trading programs as well.
It's clear the technology is great, but I think the barrier to that technology is going to be the cost. You know, it is really expensive, isn't it? I mean, we've talked about this on the show. We've talked about it, you know, amongst friends of mine who are blind or partially sighted who use this kind of technology. They love it. They love embracing all this stuff, but it's that cost. It's really expensive.
Yes, I mean, you're right, it is. I mean, for, you know, it is a lot of money for people to buy. I think it is an investment. I mean, fortunately, in education, there's usually some funding available. In the employment market, there's some funding available. I mean, we have looked at being able to offer funding. We've looked at this in great detail some time ago. Unfortunately, any form of credit licenses, the government is now restricting significantly the opportunity for new people to come in and offer this. It's the cost of investment, the cost of continuing to support the product, you know, it is a high cost. And as a commercial company, the only way we can survive in this way is by developing technology and selling the technology. I wish it could be cheaper, you know, for those people who've got one, if people have got an old Braille Note, the trading program is almost £1,000 off. So, you know, it's very significant. It's like everything. It won't be in the reach of everybody, nor will it be what everybody wants. But all we can try and do is develop the technology, make it really, really accessible, really powerful. And for those who can, they'll have a very good experience with the technology.
Alan Davies from HumanWare, thank you for joining me here on the programme. With me, Sean Priest and Jackie Brown. Yeah, that's the technology. It's there. It is expensive. But, you know, as Alan says, it may not be for everyone, may not be what everyone wants. Jackie?
Indeed, he's absolutely right. He's a lovely, lovely guy, Alan, and I've met him a few times and conversed with him through email. He's very helpful, very obliging. HumanWare are real front runners in access technology. They have been for a long time. But the new product is very expensive, and I am just so aware that so many people are going to be basically prohibited from using it because of the cost. You know, for somebody who isn't working and isn't in education, it's going to be more or less a no-no unless you have got savings or you're really strong about being able to put some money aside to go for it. So that's the sad side of it. But, you know, it's not Alan's fault. It's not HumanWare's fault. It's just the nature of the beast. Unfortunately, Braille seems to be very expensive. We're told that there are devices in the wind where they're going to be a lot cheaper. But until that happens, we just have to make the best of what it is. It's just one of those things, unfortunately.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it is something we'll be talking more about in the coming weeks. As you say, there are products in the pipeline which may be more, maybe more cost effective, at least, if nothing else. But of course, you know, we'll have to see how these products work and stack up against, you know, products like those from HumanWare.